What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to Spartan Discipline Daily. Today's topic is something we all struggle with, even those of us who think we've got it all figured out. Yep, I'm talking about failure. We get taught from a young age that failure is bad, right? Like it's some kind of scarlet letter you wear on your chest. But what if I told you failure isn't the enemy? What if it's actually the secret weapon to achieving your biggest goals? Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how to embrace failure as a stepping stone to success. First things first, let's get real. Ever felt like you were on top of the world, crushing it in every aspect of your life, and then, bam! You stumble, fall flat on your face, and suddenly everything feels like it's crashing down? Yeah, I've been there, and trust me, it's not a fun feeling. But here's the thing. Those moments, those so-called failures, are actually some of the most valuable experiences you can have. Think about it this way. When you fail, you get to learn. You get to analyze what went wrong, identify your weaknesses, and figure out how to improve next time. It's like a giant learning curve built right into life itself. Every single successful person you admire, from the athletes to the entrepreneurs to the artists, they've all faced setbacks, failed miserably at times, and picked themselves up again stronger than before. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe your perspective on failure. 1. Failure is feedback. You know that feeling when you get a bad grade on a test? It sucks, right? But it also gives you valuable information about what areas you need to focus on and improve. Failure works the same way. It's a signpost pointing you in the right direction, telling you what needs tweaking. 2. Embrace the discomfort. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. When things get tough, when you face challenges that make you want to throw in the towel, that's where the real magic happens. Stepping up and tackling those fears head-on, even if it means failing again, builds resilience and ultimately leads to success. 3. Don't compare yourself to others. The highlight reel of other people's lives on social media can make it feel like everyone else is effortlessly crushing it while you're struggling. Remember, what you see online is often just a curated version of reality. Focus on your own journey and celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. 4. Learn from every experience. You've got this amazing brain that's capable of incredible things, right? Use it. Analyze your failures, dissect what went wrong, identify patterns, and figure out strategies to avoid those pitfalls in the future. Every failure is a chance to learn and grow. 5. Be kind to yourself. We all have bad days. We all make mistakes. Beating yourself up over a setback only sets you back further. Instead, practice self-compassion, acknowledge your efforts, and remember that you're capable of amazing things. Okay, now let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine this. You've been working towards this big presentation for weeks, pouring your heart and soul into it. You show up feeling confident, ready to knock it out of the park. Then, bam. Your laptop crashes right before you're about to start, and all your slides vanish into thin air. Talk about a nightmare scenario, right? But here's the thing. Instead of panicking and letting that failure derail everything, what if you used it as an opportunity to think on your feet? What if you calmly addressed the situation, acknowledged the hiccup, and went off script, drawing on your knowledge and experience to deliver a powerful presentation anyway? That's embracing failure as a stepping stone. It's about adapting, improvising, and turning a setback into an opportunity for growth. So remember, failures aren't roadblocks, they're detours. They might take you on a longer path, but trust me, the destination is worth it. You have the power to choose how you react to those setbacks. Embrace the challenges, learn from your mistakes, and keep pushing forward. Remember those five key takeaways. View failure as feedback, embrace discomfort, avoid comparisons, learn from every experience, and be kind to yourself. Now go out there and make me proud. Leave a review, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, and join the conversation on social media using Spartan Discipline Daily. I'll catch you in the next episode where we'll dive into Keep Crushing It, My Friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.